Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. I hope you all are enjoying this teaching. If not, hold it before the Lord in true conscience, and He will pick the bones out of your heart and leave the meat for you to eat. Amen? Now, last week we strongly looked at the attack of the world against God and the body of Christ. We must never ever forget the attack of the world by the enemy, that be Satan or man, is against God, what he has said and is doing, then against his people. That's what we talked about, the attack of the world on God and his body. And, you know, we know this is going to happen. All you have to do is just read the Bible. You know, this must happen, my friend. It has happened in the past. Just look at history, and it will happen in the future. Just study what the Bible has to say. But the real issue, now listen, is not that which comes at the body of Christ or the church from the outside. Oh, no. The real issue is that it is happening from within the church. My friend, perversion has already taken root. Initially and very gradually, homosexual immorality has been accepted in most churches. Then came the ordinating of the homosexual clergy. Then came the acceptance and performance of same-sex marriages. Well, thank you, Barack Hussein Obama, in churches. Rather than help people out of sin, the church has become a place to find affirmation of sin as being normal. Now, each denomination is the same, but, you know, kind of different in some little subtle ways. For years, the Catholic Church has struggled with pedophilia with the priest because they refuse to accept that their priests are homosexuals. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and maybe even more, of little boys and men and even girls have been sexually abused by priests and nuns who are removed when caught to, and sent to another parish somewhere. All of the other denominations are not guiltless, my friend. Oh, no. Their hands, even the mainstream Protestant denominations, are guilty as sin, and they cover to save their good name. You know, I think the Pentecostal denominations probably lead the way here. Yeah, they do. You know, this has been allowed because there are many in these denominations, especially in leadership, who are not, repeat, not actually in Christ. They are not saved. There is no holiness. Therefore, whatever will please the masses and keep the money flowing is permitted. Whatever will avoid persecution is considered good policy. All of this is already in motion, and who knows how far it will go? Well, God does. But make no mistake, my friend, the enemy, have that be Satan or man, is not going to be content to corrupt only the world. He wants to destroy. He wants to corrupt believers also. That is, to destroy those who are in the body of Christ generation by generation. This is the end game. And it is what the end time prophecy is all about. End time prophecy, before it is about world events, is all about spiritual events that happen in the spiritual realm. That is what the book of Revelation unfolds. The revelation of Jesus Christ as it relates to the spiritual realm. I hope you got that, my friend. The end time prophecy is not, repeat, not about events in the future. The Antichrist or the Mark of the Beast and so on. Oh, no. Now listen, end time prophecy is all about Jesus Christ and his spiritual revelation. Let me say that again. End time prophecy is all about Jesus Christ's spiritual revelation, and I will even tag on an even redemption. Now, open up your spirit real big here, my friend, because this is critical. All prophecy is the story of redemption, even end time prophecy. Let me say that again. All prophecy is the story of redemption, even end time prophecy. It is the story of the ultimate triumph of Jesus Christ as Lord and the impact of Christ upon humanity and the forces of evil. Wow, let me say that again. It is the story of the ultimate triumph of Jesus Christ as Lord and the impact of Christ upon humanity and the forces of evil. It is the story of Jesus Christ as Lord in His people, Christ in us, Lord of His people, and the administration of His Lordship through His people. Wow, what a mouthful of revelation. But all of this begins and is anchored in the reality of the spiritual realm merely reflected in the physical realm. Wow. Now, this is vital to see in order to be able to maintain the correct perspective with regards to prophecy. If we limit prophecy to the outward world, events in the news and such, instead of realizing that it is all about God's purpose in Christ, then we will miss the truth. Let me say that again. If we limit prophecy to the outward world, events in the news, instead of realizing that it is all about God's purposes in Christ, then we will miss the truth. I truly hope you're getting this, my friend. If not, you will miss everything to follow. If you miss that point, I recommend you send me an email and I will send to you this teaching or any of the teachings thus far so that you can embed these truths deep down within your spirit. With that said, we do need to talk about some facts with regards to end time prophecy. For example, it is the fact that Jesus Christ is going to return. I like that again. It is the fact that Jesus Christ is going to return to earth. You can see that in Acts 1, 9 and 11. It is also a fact that there is going to be what many people call a rapture. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead. Wow. That's right. You can see that in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 18. From the body of Christ. Personally, I cannot find the word rapture in the Bible, but I believe in the resurrection, which is what really truly will happen. We are told there will be a great apostasy before the resurrection and the return of Christ. And the Antichrist is likewise a reality as stated in Scripture. But I believe we are seeing the apostasy now. Just turn on your TV, the Christian TV or Christian YouTube and all that foolishness. Social media, Facebook Live and all of these are going to be the means in which the Antichrist will gain influence and power to continue to control the apostate church from the people that are left behind after the resurrection. These are facts that we can know, and there are many, many more. But the problem here is not the facts. They're not the facts. Oh, no. They are clearly laid out in Scripture if you have the wherewithal to know and discern the truth. But no, the facts are not the problem, but it is the interpretation. What does God mean by what He says something? Over the last 120 years, the church has gathered up all of these events and interpreted them into hard and fast doctrinal, denominational doctrines. And if you question any of this, in short order, you will be branded a heretic. Somehow, lost in the shuffle is the essential of knowing the person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Somehow lost in all of this end time prophecy and all of this stuff, lost in the shuffle, is the essential of knowing the person of Jesus Christ. No one wants to know Christ. They want to know what's going to happen with the mark of the beast and this and that and what 666 is and all that. All of that stuff doesn't matter. What matters is the essential of knowing the person of Jesus Christ. More next week on this. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and praying that you have a tremendous week and the Lord is able to open up your understanding, that the eyes of your understanding will be opened and you will get out of the denominational doctrinal garbage that will lead many, many people to the lake of fire. God bless and have a great week, and tune in next week and we will talk more about you know, our role in knowing end time prophecy. God bless. Have a great day. Bye.